Special Edition 42 of What's On Joe Mind, where a fan guest about the world of G.I. Joe. And in the Parthenon of other announcement shows we've done for JoeCon site announcements, we've had the glorious stops of New Orleans and Dallas and the okay stop of Indianapolis.
Best talk.
But today, we're going to talk about the stop at Springfield? Okay. Joining me, as always, is Justin Bell and Mike Irizarry. How's that free trip doing now, Mike?
Well, you got a free tank of gas, Mike. All right.
Apparently, you know, it's...
It is your fault this thing is in Springfield, Illinois. I'm convinced. Savage just didn't want to cough up your airfare, so...
It must be personal, because, you know, I'm not the only person that won a trip. I mean, whoever that other person, wherever he's from, I don't know.
I'm sure he's farther away than an hour and a half.
Well, two hours. Two hours. Two legitimate hours. So give it the credit it's due. I'm not complaining. It's still it's a buttload of free stuff, so like I can handle not driving very far.
But to think of it, even if you didn't have the free trip, this was still within your circle of places that you were going to go anyways, probably.
Yeah, true. True.
Yeah, so it seems like a wasted opportunity to go someplace exotic for you, Mike.
It's a whole lot of free shit. It's really tough to poo-poo on that sort of thing.
Mike, we're joined, as always, by guests that we always seem to have during these particular announcements. Who's joining us this year?
Well, what we did, we've gone straight to the source. As you know, occasionally I have appeared on another podcast, not as a semi-regular guest. We've had one of them on as one of our fourth chair ensemble. Everybody will remember Dave Draper and his tag team partner, Jason Duvall, of Dave and Duvall's Toy and Game Hullabaloo over at Toy World Order, where you can listen to them at toyworldorder.com. They are Springfield, Illinois natives.
Yay! So
we went and we got the Springfield A-team on our podcast tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's an honor and a pleasure that Mike's here.
It's an honor and privilege for us as well. And yes, Mike's here.
You know, Dave is well known and respected as a Joe fan, and Jason is well known as the director of Chuck Norris Karate Commando Con.
Hey, Chuck Norris Karate Commando Con is going to rock when it happens one of these eons.
I don't know, Chuck Norris Karate Commando Con seems a better venue would be Springfield than Joe Con, I would think, but.
Go on, hatred.
The haterade.
God.
The haterade.
I am consuming haterade. It's a good time to consume haterade before 64,000 kids next week.
This is true. This is true. You will be amongst teenagers, so it's probably good to gird up.
The future of my job's in question. Dun, dun, dun. Send me home early from Louisville, anyways. So, yeah, speaking of a convention.
We'll make room for you on the couch when the FFA sends you out early.
Yeah, thanks. As we've done in the past, we've done a list of FAQs. Typically, the holder of that list is Justin. Justin is in today's haste, because this really dropped. What time did this announcement drop? About noontime?
Yeah, about mid-afternoon.
Right around 11, because I was just getting home from an unsuccessful Toys R Us run, wave two, but...
This is fantastic. I'm sitting here with an Arctic bat in my very hands.
Good for you. Love you, Mike. anyway, I got in the garage and I checked my like, you know, G.I. Joe, JoeCon in Springfield, Illinois. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I had to call Dave and go, is that legit?
Oh, I had like five or six people sending me texts and messages. Is this for real?
And you're like looking around and saying like, is it going to be in that cow pasture, or is it going to be behind that tree over there? Or what's
We have a convention center, and we have indoor plumbing, and we have electricity.
I'm going to feel right at home in Springfield, Illinois.
It's not that much different than Springfield, Vermont.
It might be a little too country for him.
We'll get you on the back of a feral cat. You can prance around.
Bears are kind of like the all-terrain cows of the transport world.
Okay, so if it came down about 11 o'clock Central, it was about noon Eastern.
Yeah.
So we got the announcements, we put this list together, and we've already started seeing the questions drop on Facebook on the G.I. Joe discussion page that we tend to hit a lot. Yep. What are some of the frequently asked questions that people ask for JoeCon? Let's start off with the first one. Where is it?
Yeah, it's going to be this year at appropriately enough, the Prairie Capital Convention Center in Springfield, Illinois. I think it actually is a prairie. There's just kind of like some little shack there or something, but which is attached.
I've seen it. It is.
Some tall grasses.
It's attached to the DoubleTree Hilton Hotel. They are attached. The wording makes it sound like they're kind of separate buildings, but they are indeed attached. Convention rate is 140. I actually called to inquire about parking because sometimes hotels will stiff you on the parking. I'm happy to report the parking at this DoubleTree is only $7 per 24 hours. So anybody who likes driving to these events, parking is extremely affordable this year. So that's something to think about.
You can even valet it for $10 if you want.
Yeah.
That's pretty sexy.
That's something for potential drivers, a little bit of a highlight. It is going to be from April 9th through April 12th. That's a Thursday through a Sunday.
Once again, over my birthday, drinks on everybody else.
This will kind of roll into another question. A lot of people will ask, well, so it's going to be Thursday through Sunday. When should we be there? You know, what should we expect? We don't have any of those details yet, but if we go by past year history, Wednesdays are golden ticket pickup. If you manage to be one of the lucky few hundred who get golden tickets, you will pick your box set up on Wednesday. Then on Thursday night, you would pick up the rest of the attendee exclusives at that time, and regular ticket holders will get everything that Thursday night. They kind of stagger it based, or they generally stagger it based on when you registered, the color of your entry form, what have you. So plan on, if you do get that golden ticket, plan on coming April 8th instead of April 9th so you get in there and get your box set early. Hell, I've even had people who get the regular tickets come on Wednesday just so they have a little extra 24 hours to have some fun before things really get going. Not only that, but they often do tours. So if you want to go on any of the tours once they announce those generally happen on Wednesday as well.
I can't wait to go on a prairie tour.
I know.
You may get to tour Dave Draper's basement.
Is it okay with your parents, Dave?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No,
you just threw him in the chuck.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks for that happy memory.
Wow.
Now I have to give him a hug later because you.
Gary, you made my night.
We figured you were already sitting in his lap, Jason.
Uh-oh.
But
I thought I couldn't bring you down from this high. Apparently, it wasn't very high.
You threw him right in the chuck tank.
Yeah.
Right in the chuck tank.
Whoa! Is that what he did?
That's what he did.
Oh, I've gone from sad to mad now.
I thought Mike was the mean one. Now I'm starting to think Gary's the mastermind behind all the evil.
We know you don't listen to the show. It's okay.
No, Mike's still the mastermind. So, yeah, we don't know the tours. And what is there to do in Springfield, guys?
I'm betting money it'll be the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum.
It'll probably be the Presidential Museum and Library. There's the Lincoln Herndon. I can never say his last name. There's the law offices. His home is right downtown, so Lincoln's home is within walking distance of the convention center. They do a number of like ghost tours at night, usually in the spring and summer, where they kind of take you through haunted locales.
Does Abe come out?
There is a gentleman in town that does, for the city and the state of Illinois, does dress up as Lincoln from time to time for special events and that stuff. I don't know if it's a full-time gig where he's out, but
I wanted the ghost of Lincoln.
Yeah. No. You'll have to go to the cemetery at like 2 in the morning. See for yourself.
All right, get us hooped up with enough alcohol. We'll try it.
So, in other words, you'll be there.
There's a lot to do, like historically, when it comes to Lincoln and all that. But we have everything else everyone has, you know, store wise, movie theaters, all that good stuff.
What do you got downtown near the hotel?
There's plenty of bars for those of you that like to drink. There's
noted author James Cavanaugh.
Yeah.
Talk about throwing under the bus.
Do they serve warm beer?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that like a secret that we were keeping? That he like
no.
Do they serve warm beer?
I'm sure you could probably ask for warm beer, but no, it's cold beer.
All right. I'm just saying that's how James Cavanaugh likes his beer.
Oh, well, then he can ask them for warm beer.
All right.
There's probably at least 15 bars within walking distance of the hotel downtown because, you know, it's a big night scene down there bar-wise. You know, during the day, there's a lot of little stores downtown, like there's used bookstores, and there's a couple stores down there that do sell some old toys and stuff, but nothing crazy, but there's stuff to see and do down there.
So let's talk travel here. Tell us about the airport.
Well, Abraham Lincoln Airport is probably, I will be honest, with those of you wanting to fly into Springfield and out of Springfield, if you're coming into town, if you're going to rent a car when you get into town anyway to get you to and from the convention center and whatnot and whatever else you want to do, you're probably better off flying into somewhere like Peoria or Bloomington, because it's cheaper to fly in and out of those two airports than our own. Our airport's probably, I would say, maybe 25-30% more expensive than flying through one of, like, the Peoria Bloomington airports, which those cities are literally about an hour away from us. So it adds an hour drive to you, but it's not a bad drive. It's not horrible. You get here pretty quick, especially with the speed limits now on our highways being 70. So
on the committee. Thanks.
Well, I'm just saying, though. I'm being honest. I mean, we've lived here our whole lives. I know what our airport's like. I live a block away from it.
If you fly in, drop something out of the window, you might hit Jason's house.
You may. It's a nice little airport. I mean, anyone who doesn't have that option to rent a car, it's still a nice little airport to fly into, but it's really small. I don't know what the departures and arrivals are. It used to be like only like on Tuesdays and Thursdays, something really weird, but I think they've changed that since then. But, I haven't flown in a couple years, so I don't know what they've got going on down there. But we hear a lot of planes every day, so I'm pretty sure there's quite a few arrivals and departures.
Speaking as somebody in the travel business, the issue with Springfield is availability. It's not that the flights themselves are terribly expensive. It's just that there aren't many of them, so they're going to fill up pretty quickly because most of what they're already flying is already full. It's just kind of daily business shuttle type stuff across the state. You're flying into somewhere else, Chicago, Peoria, like they said, St. Louis, you know, another airport in the area before you touch down in Springfield.
Yeah.
If you're looking for large airports, the closest one is going to be St. Louis. We're about 2 hours away. Chicago is a long ways away up the road. Chicago is 3.5 hours the other direction.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, might as well go to Indianapolis.
Yeah, Chicago is not where you want to fly into if you're looking big airports. If you're looking big airports, you want to go St. Louis.
But am I right on the money, though, if they want smaller airports? You know, Peoria and Bloomington still good airports to fly into.
Yes.
Usually, you don't have connecting flights getting you there. It's usually just a straight shot from wherever you're at to one of those two airports because they have a lot more departures going out, a lot more planes.
Yeah, Peoria and Bloomington are more in the regional airport category where there are flights from Wisconsin and Minnesota and Tennessee and places that aren't necessarily close that will go get you directly into there. That's a very, very good observation. Honestly, this is one of those conventions where if you're on the fence about flying or driving, convenience might just say that you drive.
If you're within, I don't know, a decent driving distance, I think one that's doable. I mean, Dave, how far was New Orleans for you?
12 hours.
12 hours. I'd say 12 hours is, I mean, it's a decent haul, but it's doable. Anything over 12 hours is kind of like, you might be better off flying into one of those airports than hopping in your car for 15 hours or whatnot, you know?
I'm seriously considering a 17-hour drive myself.
Wow.
I'm kind of surprised there's only two airlines supporting that airport. You have United and American, that's it.
It's never had a large support. I mean, it's just recently gotten upgraded within the last, like, 7 years or so.
And all they are just regional flights to O'Hare and Dallas.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, cheapest flights I'm finding out there are about $600, so that's kind of what I'm thinking the driving might be my...
And those are regional jets, for folks that want to do a lot of carry-ons, so they want, after the con, they don't want to check their box set and all their stuff, because afraid they're going to get lost or crushed or whatever, you're just going to get checked anyways, because you're going to door check it rather than check it up check-in.
Yeah, it's really the one issue... with this con is that it's kind of set up so that either you're driving or you're flying and then, like, you're driving part of it whether you want to or not. You're either driving in the whole way or you're flying and then driving a little bit. There are some logistical issues with Springfield, Illinois. That'll probably be the biggest issue. Once you're there, I think we're going to be fine because it's not like we're out tooling around the town anyway. I think there's going to be plenty. Springfield is not the size of an Indianapolis or a New Orleans or a Dallas, obviously. But this is still a town of 150,000 people. They're used to having conventions. They're used to having shows. Jason said, the downtown area is where we're going to be, and it's obviously able to support these types of events and tourism and things like that. Abraham Lincoln was kind of a big deal. There's a good number of people that are flowing in and out of this part of this city in Illinois on a daily and weekly basis.
And they just renovated the convention center last year, so
shag carpet.
No, that's long gone.
So what's up next, Justin?
Well, we just talked about when you should show up, when you might want to leave. I know a lot of people, technically the convention stuff ends on Sunday, but a lot of people like to stick around until Monday just to kind of alleviate some of the stress of trying to get out of there right after the convention has ended. Typically it goes on Sunday until about 3 or 3:30, so if you want to wait until they announce the winner of the next
year,
yeah, you got to try to win that free tank of gas.
so that they, too, can plan your the next year's con around where you live.
Exactly.
It's an honor.
Come on, someone in Vegas. Come on, someone in Vegas.
It's an honor and a privilege.
I will say that coming in a day early is nice to get a lay of the land. You don't have to do one of the group tours or whatever to come in early. Just come in early, find some folks, hang out at the bar, go out at night, whatever. Stay a day later, because that way you're not rushing out that Sunday where everyone else is rushing out the door at the same time. If you can, stay to Monday. That's what I've done the last couple of years, and it makes getting out a whole lot easier, because Sunday's a pretty depressing day as it is, and you just don't want to run out the door. It's easier just to go ahead and make it a restful day, sleep in, get up the next morning, take off. If you can do it. Not everyone can.
The next question we tend to get a lot is kind of how the whole registration thing works. Like, do you have to buy a big convention set in order to enjoy the festivities of the convention?
Well, you have to wait a month before the show starts, and then you can register.
Exactly. Yep. Registration isn't up. We haven't started getting rumblings of that. That'll probably be, it sounds like they're not even revealing the convention set until December. Probably not going to get any registration stuff until early next year. You're going to want to buy a convention set if you really want to enjoy everything the convention has to offer. Buying the convention set gets you admission to all the seminars, gets you able to visit the special guests and get autographs, early access to the sales floor, opportunity to get into the custom class. If there is one this year, we haven't heard of that for sure yet. I would imagine there hopefully will be. So that's kind of what that convention set gets you. It gets you access to all the stuff you want to do to kind of really enjoy your JoeCon experience. Sure, you can buy a general admission ticket and go to the sales floor Saturday and Sunday and just hang out with your buddies. I mean, that's perfectly fine if money's an issue. By and large, if you really want to fully appreciate the whole convention experience, you're going to want to buy some kind of convention set, whether it's the American Hero package, which generally comes with 15 3¾-inch/4-inch figures, or the General's package that's a 12-inch themed set of some kind. One of those two options will get you access to all those different convention activities throughout the weekend.
In the past, not so much, the last most recent years, it's been a little bit better. General Admission has been able to come in and go to the club store and get some of those convention souvenirs, which are separate from the convention sets.
Correct.
However, there is no guarantee that if you come as General Admission that you will walk away with anything other than what you from a dealer on the sales floor, meaning right. You might not get anything at all from the club store because it could be sold out. The best way to guarantee the full experience, and sadly for most people the full experience is not just showing up to see your friends that you haven't seen in a year, it's getting the concept, getting all the exclusives, and then going back up to their room and hiding all weekend.
Yeah.
You got to buy one of the attendee packages, whether it be if you're a 3¾-4-inch collector, it's the American Hero or the American Hero Golden Ticket. You got to get one of those two in order to ensure you get everything. Now, you do have the at-home package. The at-home package basically just gets you the box set sent home. Personally, it's kind of cheating, but okay, I understand.
Yeah, there's the Homefront Hero you can do.
Homefront Hero, that just gets you the box set, but you don't get any of the other souvenirs that you get at the club store. The souvenirs in the past, these have been the carded Colton from last year, the Zombie 3-pack from last year, Night Boomer a couple years ago, that was one of the souvenirs that you could buy from the club store. It goes in theme with the box set, but it's separate from the box set, so it's not part of the convention set. You have those two different things there. If you want everything, buy the full meal deal.
Yes. Best way to do it. As far as those packages go, a lot of people ask, how much does one of those packages cost? You know, the price fluctuates year by year. Generally, we'll tell you to expect somewhere maybe, the $350 range for the box set. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. But
where were we last year? $330?
$335 for the 12-inch set and $370
okay.
for the American Hero package. $335 for the General's package, which is a 12-inch set. And then if you want the golden ticket, right now in the past, it's been $300 on top of that.
Correct. It's not cheap. On the flip side, you tend to get your money's worth from some of these convention exclusives if you want to turn around and resell them. You know, you may not necessarily get a huge profit, You know, sometimes you can, depending on what you get, but you should, you know, feel pretty good about being able to at least recoup the cost of the box set or something like that. I would say it's a pretty fair deal that if you buy a box set, you're going to be able at least to sell it to somebody for cost, or heck, you probably will find somebody that wants the toys but doesn't want to go to the show, and you just buy the set for them, and then you can enjoy the convention activities if the figures aren't your thing. If you're looking for a way to enjoy the convention without acquiring all those figures, there's all sorts of different options. If you go around the forums, go to Facebook, go anywhere, you're going to be able to find people that'll happily, you know, throw you $380 to buy them the box set and enjoy yourself while you you purchase their toys for them. So those people are all over the place. So if you really want to go to the con, you don't have the money to buy that box set, don't care so much about the toys, that's definitely a way you can make that happen.
And on the hot mover front, for if you're looking to recoup your costs with some of the souvenirs, really seems that vehicles without the figures, at least the last couple of years, Justin,
correct,
have not sold as well as vehicles with figures and just the figure set.
Yes.
So for whatever reason, I don't know if it's just a poor choice of vehicles by the club, or people are just not interested in getting vehicles because they're running out of space or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm still sitting on one of the His Tanks from last
yeah.
year. I'm still sitting on one of the Vamps from last year. I'm still sitting on, unfortunately, one of those damn Indiana Jones trucks. Crimson Guard things from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, don't want to move, but the second I said, hey, I have an extra Skyhawk with a Steel Brigade Delta involved, that thing just left.
Yeah, G.I. Joe has become very much a character-themed line or character-themed brand. People want the characters. You know, ironic because it started out as a vehicle line. Figures have become the focus, that's for sure.
And it's also odd in that, you know, the Vamp and the Hiss being very popular vehicles.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't like we're re-releasing the Pogo here. I know just a handful of people who collect Vamps just off the top of my head, people who just collect His Tanks off the top of my head.
On the flip side, both of those vehicles were also available at your local TJ Maxx at some point throughout the past several years, or Ross for, you know, $12 too.
Wasn't available in orange, though.
You got me on that one.
Dave, you an orange tank?
I have one. I got one from Mary Goggleshead, actually, at the last King County.
Well, there you go.
You want another?
No, I'm good. But I think that might also be part of the issue that that particular tank isn't selling, is because it is the septic tank and it's orange.
It's beautiful.
The world's a cruel place, Mike.
This is true.
Now, we did touch a little bit on the golden ticket already. We don't have the full details of the golden ticket yet this year, but essentially what it boils down to is they do have these things called golden tickets. Once registration opens, those are typically the first things to fly at the Collectors Club store.
It is a race.
Yeah, you can get, you know, first in line, you can buy three of each exclusive when the limit is typically just one. You're kind of guaranteed to get your stuff. You can get to the head of the line in front of other people as well. You know, that did cause some consternation last year, especially where Crazy Legs was concerned. There was some definite heated glances and some frustration from collectors in line last year who were hoping to get their hands on a Night Force Crazy Legs and saw those slip through their fingers pretty quickly. From my own perspective, you know, I think, you know, dropping $300 for permission to get multiples and wait in line early is a little silly, but what happens is I go in with two other friends and we split it three ways and end up, the three things I buy, I get one and my two buddies each get one, and I don't spend so much for the golden ticket and everybody wins. So that's one way to kind of get around that as well.
I have to reiterate again that I probably have to name a child after my older brother who grabbed a Crazy Legs at the parachute drop.
Nice.
Fished it out of the fountain.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask the Toy World Order guys, Dave and Duvall.
Yes.
Since you guys are not traveling, are you in for the golden ticket or not?
You know, I did it for Indianapolis because it was so close, and I'm staying with family, so I saved money on that regard. I'm debating it because, like you, I'm sitting on like a whole set of like the Night Boomer and the extra add-on figures and the Howl. So I don't know. I'm going back. I think it might depend on what the set is. If it's a really, if it looks like it's going to be a really popular set, I might try to go in for it.
And you know, for me, it's I really want to go to the convention. I've always wanted to go to one of the conventions, and
he's
always
a day pass guy.
But the convention's always fallen in between something going on for me, and it's like, well, that's not going to happen this year. And now that it's right here in my backyard, it's like, well, I'm not going to go.
Duvall can be an aide. Justin, tell them about an aide.
Yeah, absolutely. There's different tiers you can sign up for, and there is an aid package where you don't get any toys. I think, was it like $80 or something like that?
$75 last year.
So you drop $75, and you can be an aide, and you can kind of latch on to an attendee's badge and get into all the seminars and basically do everything an attendee does. You just don't get any toys. So that's certainly an option for people out there.
That is what my brother did the last couple of years.
And see, that's an awesome thing for me because I'm not a huge Joe collector. So this convention to me is just like, well, I've always wanted to go to a JoeCon. It's right here. I'm going to go.
Now, what if the set is the big crossover with Chuck Norris Karate Commandos?
You realize who I'm sitting next to, right? I never have to worry about that, ever.
Right. I'm just saying. What if it's that dream set that makes you lose all control?
Well, and I'm also sitting in the room with a certain redhead that married me 7 years ago, so cost is a huge issue. Let's just put it that way.
Wow. So you might know
her all too well.
I'm just saying, you've got the angel on the one shoulder and the devil on the other.
Who's the angel?
I'm not sure.
I'm not either, really.
Who's the devil?
But we've got the two opposing forces of good and evil. I think it just depends on what you want for Jason is how you get to define those.
You know, I'm really looking forward to just going and experience it. We're in this weird certain place where there's a number of us who do the toy review thing online. You know, myself and Dave, Pop Culture Network is located here in Springfield. Pixel Dan is located here in Springfield. You know, we're all like right here, and I think all of us are like, well, it's right here. We need to all just go. And I think even Pixel Dan was like, I should probably throw a mixer while it's there. Throw a party.
Party of Dan's?
That's unconfirmed at the moment.
He's scouting locations, though.
He is scouting locations.
He's honestly scouting locations.
All right. Cool.
We have to love men in furry shorts to go to one of those parties.
It helps.
It probably helps a little.
No. You have to wear a furry
shirt. I'll let James Cavanaugh know.
He's our pass. It's always good to know that guy.
We actually touched on my next question a little bit already. We talked about the Homefront Hero a little bit. If you can't attend the convention but you do want the box set, they typically have an Homefront Hero option available where you can buy just the box set. You don't get the attendee freebie. You don't get any of those other attendee exclusives, but you can get the box set at least shipped to your home rather than making the trip over to beautiful scenic Springfield, Illinois. So you get at least a 15-figure set. Even if you don't get the actual convention experience or any of the attendee exclusives to go along with it. That is an option.
The route that I took last year.
We like to call this the crazy people option.
I'll own that. You're coming on my turf, sorry. I know people here. So just be careful what you say.
We know where we can drop a body.
Yeah, we know where to hide the bodies.
Just imagine it's between two cows or something.
In the field.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Ruin it for everyone.
Just in the field. Yeah. It's all one field. It's technically unbroken.
True. I like how earlier you were like, all people want to do is buy their set and go to their room. And that's like, but there's nothing to do in Springfield. Like, you even care. Like, anyone's going to look out their window. They're going to buy their toys, go to their room, play with their toys, come back down, buy more toys, go to seminars, leave.
Drink.
There you go.
They have beer in Springfield, and we're not that far from St. Louis.
We got booze.
Thank God. I have to. I don't know. Sounds like it was a party of Pixel Dan's.
Yeah, I know. There you go.
I'm up for it.
There
you are. The weather holds and it doesn't flood.
Yes.
I've been dipping into the men with furry shorts, so I'll be happy to go to one of those parties.
All them furry shorts would really stink up the place.
Yeah, once those get soggy, you're out. You're out of luck.
Yeah,
there's a musk. Oh,
chafing's never good in those.
We learned that at Roll Out Roll Call. Right?
Oh, oh, next, Justin. What's next?
That was actually pretty much what my quick notes were. I don't know if I've forgotten anything for our first run FAQ that we typically do.
I would not be surprised, since we've seen it in past years, the free figure that the club gives for the incentive to sign up is going to be Mindbender.
Correct.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised that we see Brian Cummings this year.
Yep, that's a good call. Very good call.
If he's there, that's great, because you've heard him on the show. The dude was in character all episode long.
One of the great guests of What's on Joe Mind history.
And when you do see him, please ask him to talk in general about his time where he was, now we're speculating, but his time with Let's Make a Deal. That was just some of the priceless stories there.
The Monty Hall stories were fantastic.
He does an awesome John Goodman, too.
So, yes, theoretical questions for hypothetical guests. That's what we do.
Anything else, Justin?
I don't think so. It's very early in the process. I know when the brochure actually comes out, we'll have a pretty robust show to air then, too, kind of going through all the packages bit by bit and step by step. But for this first FAQ, we just try to capture, I think, a high level of what the most common questions are. I think we touched on most of what we generally talk about. I know each year is a little bit different, but hopefully that kind of answers your question. The short answer is no, we don't know when registration is yet, beyond, you know, very shortly before the convention, if past years are any indication. No idea if they've finished that new software they've been planning on for a while, or if we're just going to keep on rolling with the punches here.
They can't roll back any farther, by the way.
That's true. They've rolled back.
We're back to fact sheet if they roll back.
Yeah, I won't lie. It's fun being an outsider to this convention and watching Dave check his email every, like, 5 minutes during that whole time when they're like, registration's going to open. And Dave's like, come on. There's nothing that brings me more pleasure than watching that.
And you guys call me the evil one. Just such abuse. Mm-hmm. Such abuse.
Mike, you don't have to worry about it this year.
I don't. No, I am above the plebes this year.
Still can't believe you won a free free trip last year, of all people.
All you're going to do is send them a couple gas cards.
For real. I'll take that. You can gas up the Honda.
That's one tank for you, isn't it? Two there and back?
When you figure one tank of gas, if I gas up here in town, go up through St. Louis into Indy, I actually usually will be able to drive around Indy to the places I need to get to and not have to gas up until I leave there. So, yeah, we're getting there and back on the same tank of gas.
Yes.
As methodically proven last summer, even, when we did take the tour of the Draper and Duvall basements. They were haunted, by the way.
Pro tip,
they were.
Do Jason's first.
Yeah, do mine's first, so when you get to Dave's, you know, that way you don't do Dave's first and then come to mine and be disappointed.
Not disappointed, but certainly not impressed.
Absolutely not impressed.
Well, I will have the family car for this one, so I'll be driving in. We can arrange all this. We can do this.
Oh yeah, you need to make that happen. You need to buy tickets.
Buy tickets. There you go.
For the Draper and Duvall Mansion tour.
The Redhead and I have talked about we have a room for Rink, you know, and a vehicle because we have two vehicles. So you know. Carrie and I,
you're not going to make them drive the truck, are you?
Well, yeah, we're looking to make a little extra. They only got to go from the house to downtown. The truck will be
fine.
Do
not rent the truck. It is a death trap.
It'll be fine. Gotta make a little extra.
There we go. We'll call that the Justin Bell package.
Okay, there you go.
Yay, Justin, you get to drive my truck.
When he gives it back, he'll have a one-star review.
Be careful.
It's Justin. It'll be at least two-star review. It'll be at least a two-star review. Provided it's not a blowtorch repaint, it'll be a two-star review.
Let's go around the horn one time. Justin, how many cons is it going to be for you now?
Oh, goodness. My first one was in 2003. I have missed two. So I guess this may be number 9?
10 or 11, I think.
10, maybe?
Yeah. 10 or 11, because I think this is 13 for me.
Yeah, wow. I think this is going to be 11. That's crazy sauce.
Mike? You're up in the impressive five.
It'd be number five. It's four in a row. Five.
Wow,
in a row.
That's an impressive one right there. Is the four in a row?
Yeah, that's a figure I never thought I would be approaching. But we know Duvall is going to be popping the old convention cherry here.
Nice. Yeah, this will be my third. So
number three. All right, that's good though.
Yeah,
it's good. We know you're getting out there. You're a mover and a shaker.
Hey, I've made him into a social butterfly. Before he met me, he was locked away.
Oh, like Mike. Okay.
You going to drag Sean up for this
first,
one?
First Chuck, then Mike. You're asking for it, Gary.
April seems to be just a crazy month because I saw on the thread today, which watching everyone scream and complain about our lovely city of Springfield was the most entertaining thing I've ever witnessed in my life. I read all of the comments. All I could do was smile the entire time. Gary, was it you that posted the thing that said we're like the number three murder capital of the world or
no,
something
that
like that?
That was God.
No, it might have been the other Gary.
Okay, I was like, really? I was like, I don't think a murder's happened here all year.
Publicly, I'm not going to be that mean.
Whatever casts the shadow off of his beloved Chicago.
I was going to say, he's one to talk living in Chicago. Holy
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's it was entertaining. I think people will be surprised depending on the winter we have, what the weather like is like come April.
If it's anything like when it was here at Indy, this con missed a snowstorm by a week.
Oh well, there you go. Mm. Last year about the time the convention was here in April, it was decent. It was nice.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that the week after that is like C2E2 and Kane County Toy Show. And
this time it's going to be about 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks. So April's a crazy month. Steel City Con's that same weekend in Pittsburgh.
So.
I saw a lot of people complaining about that.
That one they can't blame on Springfield.
Generally, a good measure about people complaining is always.
Yeah.
So as long as something is announced, people will complain. So until they stop just announcing things in general, then...
I'm not necessarily complaining. I'm just a little underwhelmed at Springfield. But I've put this thing in my head that a con is a place that I want them to pick so I can escape where I'm at to go someplace else. Technically, I am going someplace else. But Springfield is never one of those places where I... Other than possibly one of these days meeting the illustrious David Duvall and Pixel Dan and Robert Atkins, that's never really one of the places on my list of places I wanted to go.
It's not necessarily...
Springfield's one of those places, like I told a friend today, I pass it on my way to someplace else more important.
Not necessarily the place we want to go either, Gary, so we're here every day.
See, that's what I keep saying about Indianapolis, but no. Now you understand. I hope that the only reason this wasn't chosen for here is because it's Springfield and they want to do this whole Springfield Cobra theme thing. I think that would be incredibly lame if they said, this is what we're going to do this year. We want to drop it in Springfield.
I got to go with Dave here. I mean, that seems to be the whole reasoning behind the convention coming here for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God.
It's by far the smallest market. It has an airport that two airlines fly into. It's really smack dab in the middle of nowhere in the state. And it just kind of didn't fit any criteria that the club has ever followed before other than it's Springfield, it's Cobra. There we go.
Yeah, I mean, it's so that people can go out by the Welcome to Springfield sign and get their pictures taken.
By that matter, we could have gone just back to Boston and done Springfield, Mass. Oh, we could have done Springfield, Missouri, which are two larger Springfields.
Nobody wants to be in Springfield, Mass.
Springfield, Missouri would be a much worse logistical issue.
Yeah, being that close to Branson.
You want to talk about lack of airports.
Yeah, I agree with Mike.
That is, I think, the largest Springfield in the nation, by the way.
I think so, but it's a large Springfield with a tiny, tiny airport. And probably the closest big airport to it would be Kansas City. And that's still 3 hours away.
Yeah.
So that's even longer than, like, if you flew into St. Louis to get to Springfield, Illinois, it's an even longer trip than that.
Now, if they took all the surveys and people said that they found out that they really, truly want more Midwest shows and this is what's going to fit the bill, then, okay, maybe I'll believe that. But I got to believe that the only reason Springfield was chosen was because of the tie-in.
Get the package deal by having BotCon in Chicago.
Oh,
Illinois, bitches!
And the number of times that I've seen Joe fans yell for Chicago, and me personally for Chicago, because I'll do Chicago. I mean, I could take a train to Chicago. That would be awesome. But, yeah, BotCon once again gets the glitz and glamour, and I'm sorry, guys, but we got Springfield.
Well, you know what? It's one of those where I have a feeling that this is going to be one of those shows that brings the real fans out.
I hope so.
And I think we're going to have... It may be a little insulated, but I think this is going to be a great time.
I hope the market research shows that a lot of people show up to this, just like a lot of people showed up to Indianapolis because it was in the Midwest and it was somewhat easy to get to. I really hope that pays off. Otherwise, this is probably going to be one of the smallest shows in San Francisco.
That'll be what happened. Is, I mean, we are smack dab in the middle of the Midwest. I mean, Springfield is a relatively easy place to find and get to.
It's 3 hours for me. I think I barely turned the wheel.
Yeah, see, there you go. I mean, we're heading to the King County Toy Show this Sunday, and it's 3.5 hours for us, and we barely...
See, the thing is, we're in the middle of nowhere, but we're equidistantly nowhere from several key locations.
Yeah.
So, you know...
Equidistant nowhere from other locations, right?
If you triangulated from Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, and what would be Des Moines the other way, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Springfield is right in the middle.
Yeah, we're in the middle of nowhere, but we're just in that center of like where all the lines cross to get to somewhere else.
Yeah.
Justin, what are your thoughts on Springfield? I know you're going to write an article on it. What are your thoughts?
I mean, you guys know where I live. I mean, any place is more of a city than where I'm at. I don't know. I think there's a couple reasons. I wouldn't be surprised if it was kind of an ease of access thing, you know, compared to Chicago. Maybe logistically it just made things easier. I wouldn't be – I don't think it's the best choice simply because what you guys said as far as any extra steps that are in place for people to get to the convention is just means less people are going to go to the convention. If they have to fly to a bigger airport and then rent a car and drive in, that's just going to give people another reason to say, ah, you know, it's too much of a hassle. I'm not going to deal with that this year. So, I mean, it just seems to fly against what they've said in the past. I don't have anything personal against Springfield, Illinois. I've never been there. You know, I was joking about it, but just based on what other people have said, not what I know myself. I mean, Jesus, I live in a much smaller city than Springfield, Illinois. What can I bitch about?
Bears.
So, I don't know. I mean, so I don't know if they really chose Springfield because of the Cobra ties, but I'm sure it probably played some role in their decision, or they decided to kind of bundle that idea with it. Who knows? I'm not heartbroken. It's never been one of my life's goals to go to Springfield, Illinois. I would have preferred something like Chicago or something where there's actually some places to go. And yeah, there's the Abraham Lincoln ties, which are kind of cool. And we all know that Brian Savage and the Collectors Club likes visiting those
historical
places. Yeah, exactly. Especially, you know, presidential history. It seems like every convention we go to, there's some kind of presidential library or something like that that they do a tour of. So
next year, Independence, Missouri.
You know, all the joking on my end aside of this town, you know, I've been here all my life, and I love this town. I think it's a nice town. Downtown is beautiful, especially in the springtime. It's not dirty. I've been to New York in the middle of January, and it's just like, yee. Plus, you look at the facts. You know, I've been to a lot of, you know, I've been to San Diego Comic Con many times, and the utter, you know, if you think people will be turned off by coming here because they think it's a little bit of a pain to, you know, fly into another airport than here, drive. But obviously, those people have never been to San Diego Comic Con, where there is no ease of access to anything. And that convention pulls in 150,000 plus every year. You know, not that we're going to get that many people flying to Springfield, but I think a smaller con in a smaller town is always more appealing to me as somebody who likes to go to conventions, because there is just that kind of that nice little environment that you have that isn't, you know, your hotel isn't, you know, 15 miles away, and you don't have to take a tram to another tram to get to your hotel. You know, you don't have to walk, you know, 15 blocks with 16 bags full of stuff to get back to where you're staying. It's all connected right there. Even if you stay off into another hotel here in town and find a cheaper rate just across town, whether it's on the west side of town, you're still not that far from the convention center. You carry your bags out to your car that's in the parking garage that's attached to the convention center, and
yep,
drive off and drive back to the hotel, and you're there. In this town, you're there in less than 15 minutes. So everything is within 15 minutes of you from the middle of downtown, especially everything on the west side, all the restaurants, the movie theaters, all the stores, you know, Toys R Us is over there. You know, we've got all the major retailers over there. Lots of little restaurants and stuff to do. There's, you know, everything is right there, rather than going to a huge major market and going, I don't even know the first thing of where I'm going.
And if you're Toys R Us, what are you?
Well, you're not buying Breaking Bad toys, apparently, but, you know, you're there.
No, but you're within walking distance of the spacious Draper Estate.
Oh, you are. You are within walking distance, yes. A good mile and a half down the road.
Some of it, yeah.
This is true. Gary, you've talked about kind of being underwhelmed. I think you still might be slightly underwhelmed when you get here, but I think it'll be like, oh, okay, this isn't bad.
No, what's going to happen is we're going to get there and we're going to see all our friends, and it's just going to be like a regular show,
right,
and you're going to tend to forget about the outside world.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And I think that will happen. But for me, the build up to the con announcement site, their site announcement, it's like, where's it going to be? Is it going to be? Yeah, I prefer some places I've never been before, so it's a dual purpose. I'm going there for the show. I'm going to check it off the list of a place I've never been before.
Right.
Okay, technically speaking, I've never been to Springfield. That does qualify. I think of all the places we've asked the club to go outside of Draper, I don't think recall anybody asking for Springfield, Illinois.
I wasn't seriously asking for Springfield. Joke. I was like, St. Louis. It was like, Springfield? What?
But apparently they are tuned in to Draper, so Jezebel, screw you.
They had their little thing like, you know, please don't discuss the location. The emails are going out, and all I said was, wow, I didn't think you guys would take me seriously, and they liked that. And I'm like,
I got to be honest. I when I called Dave this afternoon, I was like, "Is this for real?" And Dave was like, "Apparently,
apparently."
You know, I'm looking at the calendar of the convention center, going, "Well, it's not on the calendar yet, but the Abraham Lincoln stuff's there." And I swear, I've never heard Dave in all the years that I've known Dave, and all the years that he's been my best friend in the world, I have never heard him happier than today when he found out that con was coming to this city. And he was the giddiest person I've ever heard in my life. I was on the phone just listening to him because he was just like, "I'm so happy." It was an amazing time for me as a friend.
Literally yesterday, I got my budget set for next year, and I figured out the money that I wanted to spend on things like shows and trips. And I was like, okay, I really want to go to JoeCon this year.
Mike, we're going to get your final thoughts. What do you think about all this, man? And we'll get out of here.
I like it. I was in the crowd of I saw that announcement go up, and I was instantly happy for Dave as well. Fired off a text or two. Again, you keep trying. I love how I am the villain at Toy World Order. I really am amused by it. I don't want to make it sound like I'm trying to be obnoxious about it.
You know we love you. You're just you're a playful person for our silly games.
Absolutely. Again, I have no problems with it. I know.
No.
I'm in your head. Hey, you're talking about it.
I got to be honest, Gary and Justin. You guys, nothing is better than sitting at the Toy Man show that happens in Bridgeton, Missouri, with Dave and I when we're set up, and Michael come in and sit at a table, and Mike either picks on me or picks on Dave the entire time, and it's always that day. It's always Dave and I going, "Who do you think he's going to attack?" And it's like, "I don't know." And when he gets there, it's just like whoever he does, the other person's like, "Oh boy, this is fun."
I turn them against one another. It's fantastic. It's a beautiful thing. What I wanted to do, I want to just take a second. So we know, obviously, there's some thematic elements with Springfield and G.I. Joe. And I'm not saying let's all pick the concept, but just name one character that you think is going to show up in the concept. We'll start with Gary Gonza.
Snow job.
Of course.
Ooh, you're not even trying. Dustin Bell.
Jeez, on the spot.
Cobra Commander. Billy.
No, I'm not going Billy.
I was going to go Billy because that's the only thing I can remember from that storyline.
I'm going to go... I'm trying to think of some later release, like 30th anniversary figures that could use some repaints and some stuff like that. I'll go with sci-fi in some form or fashion.
Okay.
All right.
Dave Draper.
Candy Apple in the bear suit.
Okay.
I mean Candy Apple.
And Jason, you took Billy?
I did.
Stick with Billy. That's a good choice.
I actually agree with him. That's what I was thinking, too. I think this is the year that Billy finally gets done.
Wouldn't people lose their minds if that was a figure and like they were like, "Springfield, I'm not going to Springfield." They had Billy?
I will lose my mind if it's Billy. I've been high on the campaign for him for many, many years.
What you got to do is you got to get to give you some props and... They listen to him.
All right, now I have to edit that.
They don't listen to him. They listen to Dave Draper. You got to get Dave Draper to say Billy, and then Billy will happen.
Yes.
Make Billy happen.
Do it. So do commands it. Draper.
So commands. This I command.
That's a very, very mellow Serpentor.
Whatever.
That's it. That's all I had for my little twist at the end there.
All right.
Well, that's it for this special edition.
Lemon Twist. With Eduardo Frère.
Lafafine.
The Lafafine.
Oh, these guys have to be somewhere.
Yes, I'm trying to get off the air here.
They don't have to be anywhere. They're old. They want to go to bed.
I can pack so I can support the future of agriculture education in this country.
Go on. Play us out then, Sam.
So that does it for this special edition. I want to thank the guys from Toy World Order for joining us. David Duvall, thank you guys. We are happy for you. It's going to be your hometown, but we wish it was another one.
Fair enough.
Totally understood.
So we'll catch you next time for a next special edition of
What's on Joe Mind.
See you in Springfield.
Body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.